meeting before we get stampeded by fellow council members. Okay, calling to order the capital budget presentation for FY 2017. Currently present are councilpersons Tackett, Street, Cartier, Dillard. I'm Councilman Smiley, chairing this meeting. I have been informed that councilpersons Sheldon, Kilpatrick, Weiner, Retta, Hollins, and Powers will not be joining us. Councilman Bell and Council President Bullock will not. I have not heard anything there. So, as we're all well aware, please identify yourself when speaking. The floor and table are yours, sir.
Thank you, Councilman. I'm Mike Koo from Finance, and along with Wayne, I do have an elbow brace on my left elbow, too. So, not to try and take any pity away.
You're not getting any. Don't worry about a thing.
And thank goodness, I'm only here to obviously make the presentation on the fiscal year 17 capital budget program. And as you can see, we have numerous lifeline subject matter experts from all departments here that will be more than happy to discuss anything concerning individual projects. So, if we get started, page one is...
Could you mind holding up which book you're going to be using?
I'm working off
the recommended?
The summary.
Okay.
So, the first three pages, the first page starts off with the expenditure activity of the various programs from 2011 through 2015 and what's projected to be the 2016 numbers. Page two is the fiscal year 2017 budget and six-year program by categories. So see 2017. 2018 is a higher number, which we looked at more again next year. Page three reflects the funding activity that supports the 2017 proposed budget and program. Won't cover this bond. We go to page four. We start with the pie chart for the fiscal year 17 proposed capital budget by category.
Councilor Collier.
Yes. Just before we leave page three, what is the municipal bond market running, interest rate running now, roughly?
Anywhere between, I would say, 2.5% to 3%, probably more closer to 3% because it has been going up, trending up.
About 3%.
So I'd say 3%.
Okay, thank you.
Page four. You can see where the money is going to go for the 2017 capital budget, total budget of $55 million. We move on to page five. Now, this is a summary of the major capital projects in the 2017 budget. And if we go to page six and seven, this is really more. I'm sorry, I was going to go to the media budget.
Well, this is some meat. Mm-hmm. The Glasgow, the Hermitage, you've got, just so I'm clear, you're planning in the next fiscal year to expend $2,695,000 on that and an additional $1.5 million on the park itself?
Yes, sir, but I will defer to our special services group to give you the best answers.
Wayne Mayor, Acting General Manager, Special Services, that's correct. $1.5 million on the park itself.
And Hermitage. And just in case anyone else isn't aware, because I wasn't, and I asked, because it's in here quite a bit, is the District Park 5 is the vacant old farm property or whatever it is, because there's a, I guess we're not going to restore that hay barn or whatever off Red Lion Road. Can somebody give me an idea what that million's for in District Park 5?
I will defer that to John.
John Husband, Special Services. That is for the record plan, design, and construction of the first two, or the actually first phase, which is two items in that park.
Yes.
Being the Little League facility and the agricultural area of the children.
We're not putting a seawall?
No seawall.
As an upgrade of the fish pond? Okay, thank you.
Another question.
Mr. Chairman.
Councilman Cordier.
Yes, going back to an old Part 8, Liera Farms Treatment Plant. could just have a brief explanation. $4 million earmark for that closure.
Jason Zerman, Special Services. The decision was made to close that treatment plant and pump the sewage from the Lear Farms community over to Water Farm 1. So that expenditure is for closing the treatment plant and constructing the infrastructure necessary to move the wastewater over.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Something else?
The Edgemore System Rehab, $3 million for that, $350,000.
Yeah, Jason Zern, Special Services again. If you remember, Councilman, I was here a few weeks ago to explain that we kind of reorganized the capital program into different basins and that we're going to be focusing more on just rehabilitation of the sewer system because those projects tend to be less disruptive, smaller expense. So we've reorganized it. That project, the Edgemore System Rehabilitation, represents one of those new projects that we're going to be creating that focuses on rehab. It basically puts up what we've been talking about, Brandywine 100 Phase 2. All of that work that might be done in the subsequent phase to this initial effort up in the Brandywine 100 will be handled under that project.
Thank you.
Mr. Cooper. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your indulgence.
If we move on to page 6 and 7, this here is the list of all the fiscal year 2017 proposed capital budget projects by project. Projects that have been reprioritized.
Just
so if you'd like to go down the individual projects or
just I have a question on one just because we don't want to get into it during the year so we know what we're doing here. The $831,000 for PAL building rehabs, is this split between both PAL facilities? Is it one PAL facility? What work are we going to be doing on it?
Councilman, Mike Smith, Special Services, that's a combination of both facilities, some paving efforts, some things inside the facilities, including mechanical systems. Part of the work and the design for the mechanical system would be done in the year we're setting forth right now. The actual work would be done the following year.
Okay. Is there a partnership with any PAL funds in this for these projects?
There are not.
Okay. I'm just asking now so we're clear so we don't have anybody wondering later on if we got to have a big hold up. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions on the individual projects? If we go to page 8, you're going to see the summary of the proposed capital budget program, fiscal year 17 through fiscal year 22, by the various categories. Pages 9 through 18 disseminate the same information except by department and the individual projects. You can see the whole program for each project. Okay. When we go to page 19, these are the projects that are anticipated to be completed by fiscal year end. Pages 20 through 21 show the annual estimated operating budget impact for the proposed budget years through fiscal year 2020. Pages 22 through 24 to the list of the projects fiscal year 17 by council district. And our last page is the projects that will be sunset at the end of fiscal year 2014. That we can move on to any questions in the book or the
just I noticed that this budget is $1,017,517 less than last year. And I guess, you know, I guess we'll get into this in the individual budgets, but just in this book, the capital programs, I mean, the facilities and equipment, it seems like, I mean, it's taking a $145,000 hit, and public safety over $1 million. Now, I thought there was a lot of work needing to be done on the public safety building, but I guess that's going to be spread out over additional budget years. I'm looking at the pie chart. I went back.
Page 4?
I looked at the pie chart, okay. And I went back and looked at last year's budget book numbers.
Public safety.
Because there's no comparison here. I guess that's unfair to you because you don't have last year's book.
Right. I don't have 2016 in front of me. But your actual question pertains to the public safety facility.
Well, just public safety and the facilities and equipment. I mean, that's a constant upkeep. I'm just curious to how, I understand we're trying to save money, but how we're able to reduce the budget on those two items. I mean, I appreciate that, well, parks are going up $826,000, but, you know, most of that's in one park, the $11 million.
Special service.
I appreciate it.
In 2017, we are not requesting funding for the police range. We did request funding last year for that. We're also not requesting funding for the crime lab this year. So there are a couple of projects where we did request funding this year, but not next year.
But we didn't do them last year, like the range, that one on hold. We put some upgrades, right?
For the crime lab, there was $90,000 put in for research.
Right.
And we did request some funding to start building, but we've decided not to do that. We're kind of looking at other options and just kind of filling it out. So there's no funding in 2017 for the crime lab.
Okay.
For the police range, there's no funding requested this year. We have received funding from the state and the city of Wilmington, and we've used a lot of that money, but
okay.
We're not requesting funding in 2017.
The chair wants to recognize the presence of Councilman Bell.
So as a follow-up to that, Councilman, as what Carla was saying, yes, essentially then, those funds have been, I'm just looking through the book now,
right.
Have been pushed back to 18 and 19.
Yeah, further out. That's the problem, sir. Are there any other questions from any members of council? Is there anything further you want to present? From the public? Or council staff.
Okay. Thank you very
much. I know ethics disagrees with me on that, but we're going to call you that anyway.
I'm Wasabaugh County Auditor. I've got a question, kind of a tag on to the question Councilman Smiley had about Lee Aerofarms. I know it was 5 or 6 years ago when the county had to take over that facility from the developer because there was some problems with the developer. Did we ever recover any money from that developer? And maybe that's a question you can't answer.
Wayne Merritt, Acting General Manager, Special Services. I don't believe. I'll check on that.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought we recovered a minimal amount, but it wasn't enough to cover what we had to do.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, I think they actually came after us to try to say we were taking their property.
I can't give a number.
Yeah.
I think you're probably
right. Yeah. So if you could get that and just email
Thanks
about. I know it didn't cover what it took for us to make it safe to use. So, anything else from the public?
Councilman
Cartier.
Thank you. I guess I just want to make an observation on the public record that we're proposing to spend $55.6 million in our capital bonds, and we are going to dedicate in the fiscal year 17 budget request over $22 million for sewer and stormwater. So again, this infrastructure responsibility continues to occupy a huge, take a huge amount of our capital spending in the county, and I just want that on the public record.
Okay. Is there anything under other? Public comments. Okay. I have a couple comments I want to make. Each year, when we begin and when we end the budget hearings, I'm co-chair of finance, review the process and what's been going on. And just to give someone something to think about and chew on, I know it's a long ways away, but looking at today, what will be tomorrow, as a matter of fact, I apologize, even I won't be here tomorrow. I was actually scheduled to leave last night. But looking out at 2018, the holiday is much further out into April. Looking at the attendance of these meetings, if the voters decide to send me back, and a majority of council members and I decide to remain as part of finance committee co-chairmanship, I think the councilman and I we're going to be proposing that, for efficiency's sake, and all the council members, we're going to tighten these hearings up a little bit more, because we just had an 18-minute capital budget. Now, that can be a good thing, because we had some real long ones, which meant there was a lot to. So there isn't always, you know, there's one or two things I was taught years ago, that when you finish, if there aren't any questions, either you did a good job or nobody gave a crap. Well, I think we do care. I know we do. So it was a good presentation, and we've stayed involved all year long. The catch-up game is over. But, you know, next year, you know, your spring break is April 14th to the 23rd. I'm looking at a probable budget presentation, probably be March 28th of in the next one. So I think we're going to take a look at doing, tightening them up, doing maybe 4 days in a row, get them done, get them out of the way, and clear up the calendar for more time. Maybe do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, leave Mondays and Fridays. But we tried doing them out, and it just seems like we're really taking up a lot of time that could be better used by everyone. Not that this isn't important, but I just think we have lag time. It's unfortunate. Good for the public. I got nothing wrong with open government. But it's unfortunate that our situation and the laws that govern us do not allow us to have other budget presentations on standby to be able to say we're going to do this one, and if time, this one, and this one, and this one. We legally can't do that, because we could have moved into a couple of roll offices budgets today, but we can't do that. So it's unfortunate. So we're going to hopefully find another way. We will get through this budget process. We'll get through a budget adoption, whatever changes. But I'm looking forward to, if I'm here next year, we'll try to work it a little bit different. Maybe we'll have to move into the chamber if everybody wants to bring the whole staff. But whatever it takes to try to make it more efficient and more economical for the county. So. Discussion at a later date. With that, can I get a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.